Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Buren Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BURG. Just to remind everybody, this company IPO'd back in November of last year. I hosted a webinar with the CEO, who is also joining me here, Dave Clark, back at the tail end of November. I will post that webinar below this interview so everyone can get up to speed on the big picture process and big picture plans for this company. Overall, though, Buren is focused on exploration in Newfoundland and Labrador, the company's Hickey's Pond Paradise Gold Project. This is the flagship, and the company did just announce news last week, February 3rd, that it is starting this 10,000-meter exploration program. Dave, let's start off by kind of recapping the stage of this project, because the company did a small drill program back in 2020, and then 2021, because you were going through the IPO process, there was no drilling. And then this year, shortly after the IPO, which just happened a couple months ago, you're getting a drill on the ground. I understand you're going to have two drills coming onto site to really start to drill this project off. Take us through how you have built up to this stage now where you are kicking off a 10,000 meter drill program.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. When we did our initial round of drilling back in 2020, that was as a private company, and we were testing the historical Hickey's Pond showing, which has some historical grade on surface and where we had some pretty exciting channel results that we did back in 2018. And those drill holes were really encouraging. We drilled six holes were completed to depth, and they all intersected gold mineralization. Our best result there was in our hole two, which was 10.8 meters of 4.4 grams of gold. And, you know, using the strength of those results was really what allowed us to complete our IPO. And that process took the usual amount of time through 2021. So we had a period of quiescence there on the exploration front. And with the treasury now fully funded, we've announced a 10,000 meter program to pick up where we left off essentially in late 2020. And so the objective of that first phase of drilling is going to be to head back to Hickey's Pond and drill out on a resource level the outcrop around Hickey's Pond following the strike of our geophysical anomaly, and really trying to start to test it out as we move out. How much ore is here? How much mineralization is present? What does it look like? What's the grade? So it's going to be on a systematic basis for that first drill. We're going to be just stepping out from Hickey's Pond and moving outwards along strike. Our second drill, which hopefully we'll be mobilizing in the next couple of weeks, subject to weather, is going to be hitting some of the other targets on the property that have never seen a drill hole. So there's a whole slew of targets that have great surface alteration, gold on surface, been documented in the past by industry workers, government workers, academic workers, and for one reason or another have never been drilled. So we have some geophysical coverage over that. We have some pretty exciting targets to hit. And that second drill will be doing that sort of blue sky wildcat drilling on all of those targets that have never seen any drilling in the past.
So quick comment just on this Hickey's Pond, where you're starting the drilling from that past drill results that did hit all six of those holes hitting grade. What's the current size then that you know for Hickey's Pond, understanding that it has been limited drilling here, at least to kick you off?
Well, the six holes that we completed were done over about 400 meters of strike, give or take. So, you know, we tested from underneath the old historical showing, and then we moved out to the west, to the southwest from there, and a little bit to the northeast. We hit gold in every hole. So what we confirmed with that drilling in 2020 was that the footprint that you see in the alteration in the geophysical chargeability product, which is a long sort of linear feature which stretches over 7 kilometers, we tested it over about 400 meters and confirmed that there was indeed the right type of alteration, the right type of mineralization, and in fact gold in every hole. So we've only tested about 10% of the overall geophysical signature, found some gold, mineralization in every hole. And the drilling that we're starting now is going to build on that, essentially. So we're going to start doing both infill drilling, because we did some pretty aggressive step outs with that 2020 program just to test some of the broad features we were seeing. So we'll be doing some infill drilling in and around there. We're going to be expanding the footprint of it. We're going to be testing it deeper. So we'll be doing both down dip along strike and infill drilling, really, to just get an idea of what the overall footprint is. But so far, to answer your question, we've tested somewhere around 400 meters of strike.
Okay, which, as you said, about 10% of the overall geophysical signature. Now, you did mention that this is going to be resource-level drilling, but it sounds like it's still early on, and quite frankly, there's still a lot of potential extensions to where you have already hit. Are you planning on coming out with some sort of a resource at the tail end of this drill program?
This drill program is really tailored to be the starting block of that work. So I don't imagine 10,000 meters would be enough to comprehensively drill this out as a resource, but it's certainly enough to give us the right indications, you know, of what we're looking at on a sort of a back of the envelope calculation, which will definitely inform any resource going forward. So that's the plan. I would like to bring this to resource stage as quickly as possible. I think that's the best strategy for our shareholders, is that we really demonstrate that we have an interesting looking resource as quickly as we can. So this is, I'd say, phase A of that project, of that program.
Okay, fair enough. Now, regarding the second drill and some of these targets that have never been tested before, how many approximate targets do you have, and what's going to be the process of testing it? Is it going to be one, two holes, or is it going to be a more comprehensive program at each target?
Well, I guess I could break them down into two different categories. We have some targets, like if you follow Hickey's Pond down to the southwest, it's a long linear trend, and eventually you hit a target called Tower. Tower is a very easy target to get to. There's already like a government-maintained dirt road that runs almost right to it. So that's a very logistically easy target to hit. We also have some geophysical coverage over that from our 2019 survey. That one, I would say, is drill ready. We could bring in a drill there. Now, at Tower, you're looking at exposed mineralization over 300 or 400 meters on strike. There's never been a drill hole there. So if you wanted to test, give it a good first test, you'd probably be looking at, you know, something like 3 or 4 drill sections with maybe 2 holes a section. So something like 6 or 8 holes would probably give you a good idea of what you're looking at Tower as a starting spot. There are other targets on a different trend called the Strange Bullwinkle Ridge trend, which if you look at our website, you can see some maps that show that trend. That's about a 6-kilometer long trend and has a whole number of showings along it. This is a trend that we currently don't have geophysics over. Our geophysical contractor has been on site for the last couple of months. They've been working on getting our airborne survey completed, so we should have geophysical coverage over this in the next couple of weeks, and I'm hopeful that will also be an extra layer of information we use for targeting at that level. At the moment on that trend, we have a lot of beautiful exposure on surface at the showing level that shows like the right kind of alteration signatures we're looking for, the right kind of residual quartz, the right kind of allunites, all that kind of thing that you're looking for. So it should be a fairly straightforward process of putting in a couple of drill holes per showing. You know, what we're looking for at that level is we're looking for encouragement to keep going. So we're going to put in a few drill holes per showing, see what the subsurface looks like, and let the results guide our future exploration.
Now, how about permits for any of these targets? Do you still need to go through a lot of permitting work? It sounds like some are very much ready to go, but what about the broad package of targets?
We have at present a granted exploration approval for, it was a total of 50 drill holes that covers the entire property package, essentially, or at least the corridors that we're interested in. So we're fully permitted at present. We're going to need to update that permit in the spring and the late spring. Each permit is good for a year, so we'll need to get an updated one. But we're fully permitted for drilling activities at the moment. It's really just a question of getting that second drill in there and getting started.
Okay, and that first drill, it is started too. So this will be interesting to follow along. One thing we always seem to need to ask when it comes to new drill programs or just drill programs that are ongoing deals with assay turnaround time. Last year, boy oh boy, everybody was still handcuffed waiting. Some companies are still waiting for assays to come back from drill holes drilled months and months ago. What's your forecast in terms of how you guys will be able to get the assays back from the labs?
Yeah, well, my philosophy has always been we try to expedite our samples to the lab as quickly as possible. We try not to get a backlog of drill core in our own core shed. That's the first part of any solution. Oftentimes people get, you know, quite behind in terms of cutting, and they have, you know, thousands of meters of core that hasn't even been cut yet. So that can be one source of delay. So if we get that core out as quickly as we can, right now we're looking, I mean, I was speaking to the lab manager of our lab in Newfoundland, and they're looking at something like 8 to 10 weeks turnaround for gold fire assays. So if we can, you know, if we apply that conservatively and give ourselves a bit of a margin of error there and say 8, 10 to 12 weeks, that kind of gives you an idea of when we'd be looking at being able to share initial assay results with the shareholders. So we can anticipate, you know, our first batch of core will be going in early next week to the assay lab. So you're looking, you know, sort of first to second week of February, and you can do the math and figure out that, you know, if we assume we're going to be 10 weeks, for example, it's 2.5 months. So that'll take you through February, March. So you're looking at early April, very likely, for those first assay results. We do plan on communicating assay results frequently in batches as the holes come in. So we won't be, you know, we'll never be sitting on results or anything like that. They'll be communicated to shareholders in as timely a manner as they can. So I'm looking at something like that. I think that's a conservative figure, and I don't anticipate that it will change dramatically. But as you said, it is a patience game at the moment. All the assay labs are full up and doing what they can. But it's certainly frustrating for anybody waiting on results.
Yes, it is. That's just unfortunately the way the market has been, or at least these assay turnaround times have been. But it sounds like you guys are on top of it. And again, there's unfortunately not much a company can do. Now, you did mention that this program is fully funded. Can you take us through just how much cash is in the bank and what the budget is for this 10,000 meters, please?
Yeah, the you know, the IPO closed. We grossed $6.9 million on the IPO. We're looking right now at something like $3.5 million of hard dollars and just over $2 million in flow through. So we'll be using as much of the flow through as we can early on. Certainly, that's enough to get us a good chunk of drilling done just on the flow through funds that we have. And we'll be looking, you know, with any favorable results in the spring, hopefully looking at doing a raise at a favorable time to try to conserve our hard dollar treasury as much as possible. But I think, you know, we're fully funded for this first phase of exploration, and we should be in a good position to, you know, generate a lot of news, I think, with the treasury we have on hand.
Okay, Dave, really appreciate this update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Again, you can watch that webinar that Dave and I recorded back at the tail end of November. It is a bit longer, but you do get a nice full understanding and overview of the project, as well as some of the historic work that has been done. So again, email me your questions. We'll follow up on the back of some more news, especially when you do start to get some of those drill results back, which will be in a little bit of time, but we'll probably follow up even before then to see how everything is progressing. Dave, thank you for this update, and please keep us up to date on future news.
I will do that. Thank you, Corey.